Hello, peeps of the internet. This again. Welcome to another podcast episode. First of all, I need to apologize for the lack of content for like two months. I do apologize for that. Work has gotten most of my time. Last September, I do apologize. I know I shouldn't be making excuses right now, but work has, of course, taken priority, and work actually helps me kind of build up what I need, kind of, since I'm a very heavy spender, first of all. And second on the agenda, I don't know why I haven't spoken about this like last Sunday. I will be speaking about this right now. It has been weeks. It has actually been a week since I saw the news of one of our news outlets here, and I'm actually gonna make it like the main theme of this podcast, since it just doesn't affect outside that space, but it has affected a lot of things in our world. So for those who are not so tech savvy, I know a lot of us, if you know how to listen to podcasts, you know what, or you, I will presume there is, or you are kind of tech savvy. So for those, and you know what AI is. I was out with my loved one, with a special someone, and during that time, I actually saw an article that a specific news station here on my country, I won't say the name of the broadcast station, because I don't want to get hit with a lawsuit. Let's avoid that. I don't want to go to jail this early. I won't have any money for that. But I saw that they made the newscasters AI. When I saw that, it's like, so you cannot hire anyone who can take over that spot for the AI and do the casting with passion, with more human interaction, since if you know how AI works, it's technically a robot doing the speaking, doing the talk, doing the presentation for you. It loses that aspect of quote-unquote human, and it sucks. I am a shoutcaster myself. I know I'm not a very famous shoutcaster, but I want to be a shoutcaster. If one day I learn that, hey, look, people, or we won't need you anymore, since there will be someone, or there will be an AI taking over shoutcasting positions, I'll be like, why did you select AI first before asking or before hiring people? Because the thing that AI cannot replicate, I mean, as of now, I know as our technology progresses, AI can do a lot of stuff. But the thing is, AI cannot make that quote-unquote human interaction. They cannot be truly human, since they are just projected on a screen. They cannot do proper interviews itself. They cannot do handshakes. They cannot express emotions properly. And having AI run your business is like showing that we would prefer to cut costs and spend on something that is, or that would, we don't care if people would lose jobs on us doing this. We would rather cut costs than give our workers much better material to work with. Imagine if your favorite show, you just learned that, or not favorite show, because as of now, while I'm doing this, I believe that was the VWGA, or the Writers Guild of America, it has gotten their demand, and now they're with SAG-AFTRA, I believe, against AI. That is the problem with AI. If you rely too much on AI, it won't produce stuff that a human can. AI cannot project emotions properly. AI cannot be the cure-all for things that you cannot foresee. The purpose of the AI is a helping hand. It shouldn't replace the human in the workplace. If you want to have an AI writer, it's just for the material. That AI writer can make a draft, and a human will be doing the editing, the human will be doing the proofreading, the human will be doing everything else. The human will be the one putting the emotions into that simple script. AI cannot put emotions. Yes, their face can move. Yes, sure. Woo, wow, woo, yay. But think about this. AI itself is very different from being able to show the emotion of the person that is talking. If I did this on the, you can actually hear me right now that this is not AI. I stutter a lot. All of my script is not produced within it's not produced in months. I literally do my podcast spontaneously. Why? Because that adds first and foremost, just me talking, just me giving out my opinion about something, that is the human aspect of this podcast. I know my aim actually for me doing this podcast is for you to be on the gray line. I want you, if you're listening, I want you to stay on that gray line, look on both ends. And it's one of the reasons why I'm not gonna touch politics, because there is no gray line in there. You're either on the one side or on the other. And for the AI is still a very good progress with our technology. If there are shortage of people, the very first thing you should try and do is to look for more people. If you cannot look for more people with that specialized skill, but you saw someone that is willing to learn, willing to develop, then hire them first before you apply AI. Because the AI should just be like the finishing touches. It's like if you build a house from the foundation and up, that house would look perfect. But the thing about houses is, yes, the human imperfections can be dangerous. But if you think about this, it is because of our desire to have houses, to have it painted, to have it built, to have it planned. It is the reason why we hire humans. We don't hire AI to build our house for us, to plan our house for us. It is more, again, of a support. AI should be the supporting character. AI should not be the main character. I am pro progress for technology, but if that progress needs or has people sacrificing their livelihood just because, look, AI is the coolest thing ever, no. Bro, if freaking ChatGPT, if AI can do freaking chess good, then sure, I guess we are overtaken. But think again, there The most famous chess engine is Stockfish. Yes, Stockfish is AI. Yes, it can replace human, but is it enjoyable watching two AIs fighting each other? You seeing all the perfect moves, not even like a small blunder, not even like a small mistake. Yes, mistakes is mistake is what, quote unquote, is what makes us human. And us removing that human aspect from our stuffs or from our things removes that more enjoyable capabilities. Removes that human interaction from the writer, from the director, from the actor, from the screenwriter, from the music producers, from the stuntmen and everything else. If you rely too much on AI, then that means you don't care about the people. You don't care about the whole aspect or the industry that you're in. Because there are a lot of aspiring casters. There are a lot of aspiring actors. There are a lot of aspiring writers. There are a lot of aspiring music composers. And if you let AI run everything else, then what you're doing is not for the people. You're doing it just because it cuts cost. You're now doing it just for the money. You're not doing it for the enjoyment of the people watching it. There are a lot of good examples why AI is not really a good thing. One of them is a YouTuber. I'm not gonna tell the name. I'm not sure if I believe there. That YouTuber is still continuing. I'm not updated to them, but they used AI, and a lot of people sent backlash towards it, because where is the human aspect of Let's Plays? Yes, the person behind the camera would age, but it is what makes the content enjoyable. You seeing that person age as well as you. You seeing that person become older and older and older. It is, yes, it's not fun seeing our favorite content creators grow old. But the thing is, you can see that they're also aging like us. Before, they can make a lot of content. Now that they're growing old, we would understand why you cannot pump out as much content as you can. I am up for AI. I am up to have AI be distributed to a lot of aspects in our world. But what I don't agree on is that you will let AI do all. Please, for the people who are using AI, please make it show that what you're doing is not just for the money. Because if people enjoy your content, if people enjoy the stuff that you are producing, money will follow.
John Wick is one of the most successful action movies. For me, I'm not sure if that was made by AI, but if you see the action itself and everything else, sure, you can add CGI there, but the thing is, those are people acting. There's that human aspect. If you remove human aspect from our art, then that is not art anymore. That is just, from the direct translation or the direct term, it's just computer generated. It's not art. Because the thing that computers can do, they can just generate. Yes, we can also create stuff, but the thing is, we create items from our experiences. You cannot teach a person, yes, you can teach a person who grew up in a poor family on what it feels to be rich. Not rich, like reach out, like rich, like people who has a lot of money. You can tell them how it feels. But when it comes to art, when they create that art, they will still base on their experience. AI, all they need to do is just crunch numbers. There is no experience there. What they're gonna do is just take your group of words, look for those group of words, and just try and make quote-unquote art from it. There is no effort. There is no nights that is being spent on how to do this stuff correctly to make it show, or to show that it is a very good design. I hope that the AI doesn't really take over everything else. Because if it does, then what's the point? If we're gonna rely too much on AI, then the people who are on the higher ups, the people who are earning a lot of money, why not distribute that money to the people who will be losing their job? Why not consider, yes, you're replacing them, but you should be giving the person you just removed from work a way for them to come back. If you can find a way to be generous and allow people to have the say or to afford basic necessities while you are still using AI, then probably. But there is no way for the common folk, for the poor people, for the people who are going paycheck to paycheck, who are living paycheck to paycheck. You cannot tell the people who are experiencing those that it's fine, AI is our future. How about their future? If you're removing their paycheck, then how will they survive? I want AI to be integrated to our daily lives, but I don't want AI to take over our art, our modes of expression. If you are using AI, use them as an assistance tool, not as the main tool. Make it a supporting actor, not the main actor. I know that this is kind of a very sudden drop since my last like podcast episode. I just want to voice my, what they call this, I want to voice out the things that is wrong with the AI right now. So for now, that is all. Actually, I'm actually planning, for those who doesn't know Opera GX, I'm actually planning to make like a fake Opera GX ad. I've actually tagged Opera GX about in one of my tweets, and let's hope that Opera GX sees it and takes up my challenge for it. Anyways, this has been Thunder Locust 3 temporarily signing out.